band Dorothy, which was formed in L.A., released an EP in 2014. And then a debut album, Rock is Dead, came out in 2016. And I have the song from that called Whiskey Fever. And Dorothy Martin is the band's lead singer and namesake. And Dorothy will be in town at the Paradise on Friday night, the 12th. So I will have that for you in a minute.
Hey everybody, this is Walter Trout, and you're right here listening to Marion Farrow on Rock Under the Radar, right here on WMFO.
That's Tufts University Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Oh, Never, ever, ever let me go. I get lonely.
Okay, now let's see, what do we have now? Let's see. We heard, okay, the first was Dorothy, that's right, too, with Whiskey Fever from her their debut album, Rock Is Dead. And as I said, the band is going to be at the Paradise on Friday night, the 12th. Then you heard this band Scam with Take It or Leave It from their new album, The Amazing Memoirs of Jeffrey Goddard, their third studio album. I remember playing something from their debut album in 2011. Strange title to the album. The album features a story arc of squadron leader Jeffrey Goddard, a test pilot from 1935 who is a victim of strange forces that jolt him through time, and tells his tale as he battles to return home and at times for his very sanity. This Scam's a three-piece hard rock band from England, tour a lot in the UK, and often opening for bigger bands there. And they're currently touring in the UK with Raven Eye. And Raven Eye is who you heard next. They're an English band formed in 2014. And their debut album, Nova, came out in 2016. And you heard Come With Me from Nova. The guitarist for this trio is a highly acclaimed young blues guitarist, Ollie Brown, who had put out several solo albums and won a couple of British Blues Awards since 2008. I've played a couple of his solo things, too, when Raven Eye, great band, and said that was Come With Me. Then you heard Samantha Fish with the title song from her new album, Chills and Fever, and that was a Tom Jones song. She actually put out two new albums this year, one of covers, and then Belle of the West, more of a country-ish thing, I believe. And there's Samantha Fish, an excellent young blues guitarist and singer from Kansas City, who first picked up a guitar at age 15. I just saw her live a couple of weeks ago, I believe it was, and she is really good. Then something brand new from Rock Candy Funk Party, which that was This Tune Should Run for President from their new album, The Groove Cube, which came out in October. It's kind of interesting. There's some really strange titles to the songs on there. But I suppose with instrumentals, it kind of almost doesn't matter what you call it, right? The ensemble is a group of virtuoso musicians who got together to play just for the fun of making music. A combination of funk, jazz, rock, and a total collaboration as they create the music together. And the album, their first album was recorded live. This one I'm not sure of. But the group's been around for several years. Joe Bonamassa joined in 2012, but they were around before that. And it's Tal Bergman, Ron DeJesus, Mike Merritt, and Renato Netto. And this album's the first time they have used vocalists, with Mahalia Barnes on one track and Ty Taylor from Vintage Trouble on another. Let me see what I've got for you now. Let's see. Just a minute. I'm going to babble a little while I see what I've got next, because I've got to go on to another page here to find whatever. Let's see now. What can I give you? Okay. How about this? We'll get you, local album, Rolling Nectar, who I've played quite a bit. Really good local band from Waltham, Mass, and this is Set Yourself Free.
it's not true. Why did I vomit? I never bargain for you. Sweet little baby, say what you will. Time works so much when you end up in hell. Now, it's gonna burn. Oh, my, my, my.
Sweet, sweet time. We'll be right back. Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, now let's see. What did we hear? Sorry, I haven't been on the commenting that much here, nor have I been on the thread very much because there have been some issues here in the station, which got fixed, but yeah, fortunately it didn't really affect what you were listening to. The music was coming through okay, but things were a little crazy. I can't even remember now which songs I told you about and which I didn't because I've been so busy fixing stuff around here. Let's see now, what did we hear? I don't know. Is it just the latest things I was playing, I guess? I think so. Let me see this for a minute. I just don't remember if I told you about, I think I did actually, yeah. Or did I? Yeah. I did tell Rock Country Funk Party, I told you that one, right? Yeah, okay. And then, let's see, what else did we hear? Heard Samantha Fish with, Chills and Fevers from her album of the same name, new album. She put out two new albums this year, and one was this one of like kind of old soul covers, but you know, not well-known ones. And then she did one kind of more western country-ish kind of thing called Belle of the West. And did I tell you about her already? I don't know, I'm getting confused here. Okay, and you heard Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused from the BBC Sessions. It's a great, great song. I don't know if you ever heard the one on, what was that one? How the West Was Won or something like that. That live mini-disc Zeppelin album.